New guidelines show that most people who often get debilitating migraines don't get the right treatment to keep them from happening. The guidelines were issued last week by the American Academy of Neurology. 1 in 10 Americans have migraines, which frequently come with nausea, visual disturbances, and sensitivity to light. Joining us live now to talk more about treatment is Deborah Kotz, Daily Dose blogger with the Boston Globe. Hi, Deborah.
Hey, Veronica. How are you?
I'm good. Now, why are most of those affected not getting the appropriate treatment?
You know, it's difficult to say, actually. I mean, I think that the key message here is that if you're getting migraines, you know, about once a week, some people get them every other day, but even if you're getting them about once a week, you should be getting some kind of preventive treatment, not just treatment when you have the headache itself. So it's kind of getting patients as well as doctors into the mindset to prescribe completely different medications to try to prevent these headaches, not just the sumatriptan and some of the triptan medications that are given when you have the head pain itself.
So you're talking about taking something every day.
That's right. And, a lot of people think, why should I take something every day, you know, for a headache that I may get only once or twice a week? But one of the experts pointed out to me the fact that if you are taking these medications, the triptans, to get rid of the headaches, or even something like Excedrin a lot, you can start getting rebound headaches, which are headaches caused by withdrawal from these medications. So it actually could be to your benefit to, you know, prevent the number of headaches that you get, and also to keep those drugs really working properly, the ones that get rid of the pain, when you really need them.
Are there any new drugs that are being recommended through these guidelines or herbal remedies?
Yeah, there is. First of all, some of the drugs that they're recommending, they found through the latest research, the ones that really work best. There are some anti-seizure medications that have been around for a long time. They know they're pretty safe. Those work really well. There are some beta blockers that some people take for high blood pressure that can also work really well. And then there's an herbal remedy called petasite. I hope I'm saying this correctly. Petasite is from an herbal family, from the daisy family. And you can find, there are some preparations you can find online. I think it's probably best, you know, to ask your doctor about that to figure out which, if you do want to try that remedy, to figure out which one is actually standardized properly, has the right amount of herbs in it. But I can tell you, I did a little searching online, and there are some randomized trials looking at this remedy, this petasite remedy, and finding that it really can work to help prevent migraines.
Yeah, it's good that there's a natural option out there. Now, Botox was used for people who have chronic migraines. Some of them are using Botox, but now it's being shown that that doesn't work as well as expected. Is that a setback?
Setback. I think Botox is seen as sort of a treatment of last resort for people who really get, when we talk about chronic migraines, we're talking about having at least 15 headaches a month. And Botox is only approved for that purpose. It's not approved for people who get a migraine occasionally or only once a week. So this latest study basically found that it doesn't work as well as expected. It can prevent about 2 headaches a month. That said, there are some people who may find it works really well for them. So, you know, when they talk about preventing 2 headaches a month, that's an average. So you often have people who it doesn't work at all and some people who it works really well. So doctors sort of feel like, look, this is a treatment that doesn't interfere with other medications. A lot of people with chronic migraines may be on several drugs. So it should still be considered an option. But people who do get Botox should keep a headache diary and see if it's really working for them.
Thanks, Deborah.
My pleasure.
Deborah Kotz, Daily Dose blogger with the Boston Globe.